Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Me Time, Alonement's new weekly series of 10-minute mini episodes from the archives. We'll be showcasing some of the very best wisdom from our favourite former guests, and we'll be doing so in bite-sized episodes designed for those small pockets of me time. Journalist and novelist Sophia Money Coutts is the star of this week's mini-episode, first released in a longer form in August 2020. So you've spoken very openly about going through the process of egg freezing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's something that is becoming a lot more popular at the moment. Is it important to you to sort of kind of lead the way in that respect?
Yes, it is to me, and it has become more important because I first wrote about it nearly a year ago and was sort of gobsmacked by the reaction, really. I got so many emails and DMs and messages, etc., from women, sort of almost as if they were confessing to the same thing, that I could sense the sort of relief in a way that they were telling me. They were sharing their stories of, oh, I've just had my second round, or I've just had my third round, or I've just had my fourth round in one case of egg freezing. And I think there is still this, I've learned since then, I think there is this cloak of shame that still hangs over women who decide to freeze their eggs, partly for all the reasons that we've talked about, because weddings are so fetishized and being single at this age is still frowned upon or sort of seen as very undesirable. And so I decided that I wanted to, having written about it initially, I decided I wanted to A, do it myself, because I was quite unsure still a year ago. So it's taken me about a year to get my head around the idea of doing it personally. And then also make a podcast, which is sort of a diary of my progress through it, and write more about it, because I just think the more that we can talk about it and be open about it, the better. So that it's not such a taboo thing. I genuinely, you know, consider it the most proactive thing that a woman my age could do, and have spent a long time, you know, reading, researching into it, thinking about it, and I'm very, very pro it. Also, I always have to say this, it's obviously very, very lucky that I can do it, because it's not a cheap process, but I do think if you can, it's a really good thing to consider. Having said that, I'm literally about to start the injections any second now, and I haven't, so I'm pretty terrified about that. So I might say something very different in a couple of weeks if you were going to speak to me then. I went to the hospital and was given a lesson with a needle. They gave me a tiny little dinky cushion that I had to hold to my stomach and stab it with that. I mean, God knows, we'll see. I've got friends who've done it and they've managed. So I keep thinking, come on, get a grip. You can do it.
I think it's good to have had people to navigate it with, because otherwise, you know, I think, you know, again, alone has a lot of connotations. It can be quite a lonely thing to go through if you haven't got.
Yes. I think one of the places actually that I've felt lonely recently is the fertility clinic, because they're quite strange places, fertility clinics, anyway. You're sort of sitting in there thinking, God, this is weird. Like, how did I get here? I don't feel old enough or advanced enough in life to be sitting in a fertility clinic. It's bizarre. And then I think if you go there as a single woman, it's quite, I always observe the people around me, and more often than not, it's mostly couples. And I suspect, you know, of course, you don't know the details of their personal lives. But, you know, you think, okay, well, maybe they're here having IVF, or they're here, you know, having certain fertility treatments. And as a single woman, you can definitely feel a bit lonely, because it sounds a bit bitter, but you can look at couples and say, okay, well, they are potentially having IVF, but at least they've got each other. whereas you can be sitting there in a slightly self-pitying way, perhaps thinking, well, it's just me on my own doing this. And that can feel a bit lonely. But again, then I always try and come back to, but it is a really positive, progressive thing to be doing.
I think it's so important that you're speaking about it so openly, because, you know, even to go through something where you're injecting yourself, I imagine that just it's quite easy to feel vulnerable in the moment with it.
I think, yes, actually a friend of mine who's had it said, finding yourself, she was injecting at work, and she said finding herself injecting in like the cubicle in the work bathrooms, that was quite a low point for her, and like not telling anyone. And, you know, women who are going through IVF will be doing exactly the same, but I think, and they've got the added pressure because they're actively therefore going to be trying to get pregnant in a couple of weeks, whereas those of us having egg freezing aren't necessarily doing that. We're just doing it for, you know, potentially some point down the line. But I think, I'm sure I will over the next couple of weeks have some low moments with my needles. So I'm kind of quite intrigued to see what happens. From what I've gathered speaking to girlfriends, some say they breeze through it. Some say, in fact, I spoke to a friend of mine last night who said it was sort of hellish. So that was helpful. but yeah, I will just come back to reminding myself that it is a very empowering thing, that down the line, you know, it could be my baby. So that's pretty great.
You know, it's such an interesting time in history, I think, for, you know, in even in the last few years, it will change society, I think.
For women, yeah. I mean, there are a couple of fertility experts I've read who say after the pill, they genuinely think this is the sort of next wave of emancipation for women, because it allows us to take so much control over our reproductive lives. So hopefully, it's basically, there's a whole, I mean, I don't need to get into the whole science of it, but yeah, in the past 5 to 6 years, there's a new scientific technique that they use with egg freezing, which is why it's become much more successful, although the data is still, there's not much data because not many women have come back yet to use their frozen eggs. But yeah, I do think as women hopefully do that more and more, the success rates will go up and more people will be encouraged to do it, because it does just give you so much more control. You know, it means, I think a lot of women, me certainly, if I hadn't been able to do this, I might have thought harder about, you know, trying to find a boyfriend again and that hideous phrase, settling down. But I would never want to have settled down with someone purely for the sake of having children, because I just think that's a sort of, could be a recipe for disaster if that's the main drive behind finding someone.
Yeah. And I think it's not fair to both parties, I suppose, to almost make your own life and your own potential for a loving relationship collateral to doing something at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. No, I think a lot of people do. And I think for a lot of women, obviously that biological drive, that biological clock is incredibly strong. I mean, mine, I don't think, still hasn't really kicked in yet. I still feel like I'm fairly rational when I think about, do I want a baby? Do I want children? But I think if there's anything that gives women more choice these days, then that's got to be a good thing, right? And I do think that egg freezing provides that.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know, you say that you don't feel necessarily like you want to have kids right now. Do you think that it might change things if you meet a partner who you think you'd want to have children with? Or do you think that you might explore having children alone further down the line if you've got the option with egg freezing?
Yeah, I am actually exploring the idea of having a baby by myself, single motherhood. And again, it's an incredibly daunting thing to try and get my head around. And I was messaging a woman who's done it recently, and she said it actually took her 3 years to get her head around the whole thing. Again, because of the sort of societal messages that we all receive, and it's not what everyone does, right? It's very easy at my age to look around and look at all my friends and think, God, they've all managed to make it happen, so why haven't I? But I think I'm independent enough and feel very lucky that I feel strong enough to potentially do it by myself instead of, oh, like desperately scrolling through Hinge and thinking, shit, I've got to find someone because that's my only option. I think it's amazing that that's not my only option these days. And I could, you know, trawl the London Sperm Bank or the California Sperm Bank or the various sperm banks and do it by myself. So yeah, it is something I'm trying to get my head around at the moment, but it's such a big decision. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. Also because we're in lockdown and the only man I'm living with is my brother-in-law. But yeah, I'm just thinking of it in the future. And it's quite a freeing decision, that, because it therefore means that you relax a bit on the dating front. You know, it takes that entire pressure off. So yeah, sure, if someone wandered along tomorrow, if Mr. Wright came into my life tomorrow, then that might be different. But I don't know how likely that is at the moment. So again, because I'm living with my brother-in-law, who I love very much, but he's spoken for. So, so yeah, I'm just investigating options at the moment, basically.
Yes, I think it is that difference between settling and settling down.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.